Cheesehead TV, Brian Caravu. Brian, good to have you back on.
Thanks, and thanks for the kind words.
Well, tell us a little bit about that draft guide, and as I mentioned, too, one of the most affordable ones as well for how much information you're actually getting out of it.
Yeah, if you go to cheeseheadtv.com, you can purchase it right there. There's a widget on the side of the page. You can't miss it. And for $6.99, the price of an extra value meal, you'll find one of the few draft publications specifically catered to Packers fans. We break down prospects, how they'll fit in the Packers' 3-4 defensive system, which is you don't find in publications everywhere, you know, exactly how those outside linebackers, defensive linemen fit in that defense and how those wide receivers will fit in the Packers' spread offense. So we think we're unique in that regard and a value to Packer fans.
Yeah, and this year specifically with, A, where the Packers are picking, and, you know, kind of like last year where I think you saw more holes on this team, there's a lot of different directions Green Bay could be going in, what, about 2 weeks when the draft comes about.
Absolutely. There is no one position that is like a need above any other for the Packers right now. I mean, quarterback, obviously, they're not going to address that position. They probably don't need any cornerbacks, at least high in the draft. But you go almost anywhere else, and you can make an argument that they need players at almost any other position. So, yeah, there are a lot of different directions the Packers could go. And if you claim to know who they're going to take, I wouldn't believe you. Anybody's guess is as good as anybody else's right now.
Well, I know, Brian, you guys have a mock draft in that draft preview, and you got the Packers going on the defensive line, the kid out of Alabama who was a rugby player, right?
He's from Australia. I guess I don't know his background all that well, what he did there. But, yeah, I know he moved to the United States, you know, got hooked on with Alabama, is a big defensive lineman. Some people claim that the Packers' defense was not tough enough last year. And if there's anything Jesse Williams would bring to the table, it's definitely toughness. He's like 6'3", he's over 300 pounds, he at least brings the rugby player mentality when I saw him play for Alabama, and you know, just a tough guy who's going to stuff the run, not going to give you a whole lot of pass rush, that is his one weakness, but you know, as far as a run-stuffing ability, he's got it. He's probably one of the best in this year's draft at doing that.
Brian Caravu with us, Cheesehead TV, the draft guide available now, cheeseheadtv.com. You can check it out, just $6.99. As Brian says, the price of an extra value meal, because those continue to, you know, rise with inflation and where we are today. But, you know, Brian, going back to that defensive line thing in the comment there, he's not a guy that's going to get you a lot of pass rush out of the defensive line. Isn't that one thing, though, out of the 3-4 defense that maybe gets misinterpreted, that these guys on the line, they don't necessarily need to be sacking the quarterback in order to be doing their jobs, be doing what's going to make the defense run?
Absolutely. In a 3-4 defense like the Packers run, I mean, these guys, any team that runs a 3-4 defense, especially if they're two-gap players that are, you know, a lot of times just frequently occupying blockers so the linebackers can be the ones making the sacks, making all the tackles. That's frequently their duty. So you don't always have to have a guy who's a pass rusher. It would be nice. I mean, certainly a lot of fans miss Cullen Jenkins and what he brought to the Packers back during their Super Bowl year, XLV, and what he was able to do getting to the quarterback. So there are defensive linemen who have that ability in them, and you know, the Packers could go that direction as well. But, yeah, I mean, every player has their own strengths and weaknesses, and Jesse Williams could be just as good being a block occupier, if you will.
Brian, I want to throw one other defensive line name at you, and that's John Jenkins. I got Jonathan Branch, who covered him with Fox Sports and Scout, coming up a little bit later on this hour. There's another big body mass of a 3-4 defensive lineman that Green Bay could end up taking. I've seen him in a few mock drafts.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably the biggest prospect from a size standpoint in this year's draft. He's over 350 pounds. In fact, I could remember going to the NFL Combine. I asked John Jenkins, you know, is it a worry that, you know, you're so big that you'll, you know, wear down late in the games? And, you know, he just tried to assure me that he's working out and it won't be a problem in the NFL. it is a concern with him, but, I mean, he is the nose guard type of player. He's going to play right over the center, definitely the kind of guy who's going to be occupying blockers so the linebackers behind him can be making the plays.
How big of a need do you feel the defensive line is in this draft for Green Bay?
It is a moderate need. The Packers have a lot of options at the defensive line. You know, last year they took two defensive linemen in the draft, Darrell Worthy and Mike Daniels. Those two guys are kind of your quicker, smaller guys who are going to be more so the pass rushers. Of course, Darrell Worthy has a couple injury issues he's dealing with this year that might prevent him from being a participant at least right away in the season. But, you know, they got Johnny Jolly possibly coming back from suspension. They've got Mike Neal. You've got your starters, DJ Raji, Ryan Pickett, CJ Wilson. So a lot of options there, but, you know, none of those guys have really stood out as a pass rusher. So if they want, you know, that aspect from a defensive lineman, there's always room for that, I guess, on the Packers' defensive line.
How about on the linebacking side of things there, Brian? Because that's a position, you know, that Green Bay's been searching for ever since Clay Matthews has gone on the, you know, on the tear that he has. Somebody on the opposite side there, they get Nick Perry last year. He gets hurt, so who knows what's there. How big of a need do you think linebacker, that pass rusher on the opposite side of Clay Matthews is, and maybe a few names that could be in Green Bay's ballpark at 26?
Well, I think at outside linebacker, just my own personal standpoint, I think they have to avoid that position in round one because they took Nick Perry last year. For better or worse, you know, they got to put all their eggs in one basket with Nick Perry and just hope he pans out, because if you take an outside linebacker this year, you know Clay Matthews is never coming off the field. So it would be a situation where either Nick Perry or a guy they draft this year is simply going to be standing on the sidelines every down. So I think they have to avoid that position. Now, they definitely need depth, though, so that could be something where they look at in the middle rounds. And again, I'm not Ted Thompson here, so he'll probably go the other way just to, you know, go against me. But, you know, I do know one guy I really like. I seem to be higher than most other people is a guy out of Illinois named Michael Buchanan. He hasn't got a whole lot of publicity, I think, because Illinois wasn't all that good this past year, the past few years. But he's an intriguing 3-4 outside linebacker prospect that could go in the mid rounds.
How about middle linebacker for Green Bay? Because numbers wise, it seems like they have enough there, and you know how much they're paying guys like Brad Jones and AJ Hawk and even Desmond Bishop with DJ Smith coming back too. That's a position where they could use an upgrade, but I don't know if the space is there for them to use a pick on a guy there.
Exactly. I feel the same way. In fact, I kind of wonder why almost they gave that much money to Brad Jones this offseason. But I think something kind of flying under the radar is that these injuries to Desmond Bishop and DJ Smith, they might be a little bit more serious than we thought. You know, Desmond Bishop trying to come back from a hamstring injury that he tore, DJ Smith with a torn ACL. So they might be coming along slower, could start the season on the PUP list. So, but, I mean, there is a lot of numbers there regardless. They've got Brad Jones. They've got A.J. Hawk. Last year in the NFL draft, the Packers traded up for Terrell Manning. He could be a guy who's kind of flying under the radar, could, you know, be a big participant this year.
Brian Caravu with us, CheeseheadTV.com, a writer for that website, as well as his draft guide available there is. He gets you ready for the NFL draft, chatting with us for a few more minutes. To the offensive side of the ball, Brian, actually I should stay on the defensive side too, because quite honestly, I think the one position that they really need to target in this draft, and if they don't come away with one, I would be a little surprised, is that safety spot. You got a guy like Matt Elam who I think physically, you know, the way he plays fits the bell, but you know, Ted Thompson doesn't like smaller guys. And, you know, safety, another spot too to kind of look at, Brian.
Exactly. You're absolutely hit the nail on the head. Matt Elam, he's a physical guy. I call him a missile. He just throws his body around. He's not afraid to hit people. Once in a while, he does get carried away. He'll get penalties. He'll, you know, he'll make a diving tackle and miss, things like that. and he does have that little bit of shortness through to him. I like Matt Elam, just not as well as some of the taller safeties in this year's draft class. Jonathan Cyprin of Florida International, Kenny Vaccaro of Texas, Eric Reed of LSU. I've got those guys rated a little bit higher. Not that I don't like Matt Elam, but I give those guys the edge because they are a little bit taller and probably maybe a little more effective in guarding some of those taller tight ends that are seeming to be coming in vogue in today's NFL.
And, you know, one thing to build on that too, Brian, is Ted Thompson's been a hard guy to read draft day. But one thing we do know is there's a prototypical NFL body type that he likes, size, weight, and that. And I think that's where that might cross Matt Elam out of the board because of what you talk about there with the size.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a couple other safeties as well. Everybody's kind of high on Shamarco Thomas out of Syracuse. Not that he's a first-round prospect, but he blew away all other safeties at the NFL Combine because he ran a fast 40 time and all these shuttles and jumping drills and all that. But he's like 5'8", and he just doesn't have the height. It's hard to see a guy like that succeeding in the NFL. There's kind of a precedent set with Bob Sanders of the Indianapolis Colts and how good he was. But he's almost the exception to the rule, and even he was very injury-prone. So you've got to be really careful with these short guys.
You know, offensive side of the ball, Brian, and a lot of people want to see a top-level running back in Green Bay. Honestly, they need to dedicate to a running game before I think they even need to sniff that position, but could be another one that they go, and I know there's a few, maybe not in the first round, but second round popular names that have been out there for Green Bay.
You know, the names I like that who I think would fit in Green Bay, I really like what they have with DeJuan Harris. He's kind of the short scat back. He's really quick. I think if they could find a complement to him, one of the bigger backs would be good in the second round or third round thereabouts. Eddie Lacy of Alabama, Le'Veon Bell of Michigan State, Stephon Taylor of Stanford. Those guys are all big bodies. And yeah, they don't quite have the quickness, but I think they make a good complement to what the Packers already have in DeJuan Harris.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, too, is finding a complement not only to what they have, Brian, but their offense. Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback in the NFL. Find a guy that caters to him. I don't know if it's a Steven Jackson like people were clamoring for, but it might be a pass catcher out of the backfield. It might be a better option too, like you mentioned, DeJuan Harris.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, guys who have experience catching the ball out of the backfield, who can block for Aaron Rodgers on third downs, who can play that single one-back set in the backfield. Those are kind of guys who will be of more value to the Packers than maybe other teams in the NFL.
All right, Brian, last one for you. I know a little out of left field, but it seems like Ted Thompson every year finds a small school gem to, you know, pick later on in the draft. Last year we kind of saw Jerron McMillan, even B.J. Coleman to an extent. Is there a guy that you can maybe see Thompson taking a chance on from a smaller school that will be one of those, you know, Mel Kiper doesn't have enough information on him to even talk about him kind of guys?
You're putting me on the spot to do that here. I'm trying to find him right now. I'm paging through. Here we go. Here's an interesting one in our draft guide. An outside linebacker who is from Missouri Western State. His name is David Bass. I remember watching him, and he competed in the East-West Shrine Game this year. And he has the size that you look for in a prototypical 3-4 outside linebacker, but just doesn't have that level of competition being from a small school. But he showed really well competing against the big boys at the Shrine Game and could be one of those mid-late round guys that, you know, that always surprises you.
You knocked that one out of the park, Brian, so good job. Brian, tell us once again about the draft guide, where people can find it and what they will find there. I know I said 2 weeks. It's what? 9 days away from the draft? Or actually, no, it is 2 weeks. I got my weeks all mixed up. Take it away from there, Brian.
Yeah, you can go to CheeseheadTV.com. We got a widget on the right-hand side of the page. Get our draft guide. It's over 100 pages, specifically catered to Packers fans, advertising free. We think it's a great value if you like following the draft and knowing what the Packers are going to do.